And you're welcome back to the News at One. Let's get more now on that news of an arrest in connection with a threat to kill the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. You might recall that 24 hours ago we first heard about that threat, with the Sinn Féin leader telling us it represented an escalation in what she called a relentless campaign of abuse. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been following developments. Paul, before we talk about this morning's developments, can you remind us of the nature of this threat?
Yeah, Rachel, this was quite a violent, threatening and unsettling video. It was first posted on TikTok and then widely circulated on other social media platforms and WhatsApp groups and has now gone viral. It shows a man wearing a black balaclava threatening to, quote, shoot Mary Lou MacDonald for free and, quote, take Drew Harris's throat off. The man said the Garda Commission would be, quote, getting blasted before the end of the year. And the man also threatened Gardaí and Coolock that he would petrol bomb, quote, the lot of them. The Sinn Féin leader described the video as very shocking and very disturbing. Mary Lou MacDonald described it as a blatant and blunt death threat and reported it to the Gardaí. Gardaí immediately commenced a criminal investigation, which was led by the Special Detective Unit. That investigates subversive terrorist and organised crime, as well as threats to the state. And it's being supported by other Garda specialist units in the investigation, including the Garda Cybercrime Unit and the Garda's Security Intelligence and Intelligence Section here at Garda Headquarters.
So what happened this morning then?
Well, even though the man was wearing a balaclava, detectives were able to quickly identify a suspect through a variety of investigative means, including cross-referencing Garda intelligence files and examining other online posts and material. He was identified last night, a warrant was secured, and then Gardaí searched a house in the Rathfarnham area in South Dublin early this morning. They arrested a 28-year-old man on suspicion of making threats to kill. He's been detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and can be held for up to 24 hours. He's been questioned about the threats made in the video, and the specific words used in that video are being put to him while he's in custody. Now, the house was also searched and evidential material, including electronic devices, mobile phones, have been removed. His social media profile, links and other online activity are also being examined. And the man is known to the Gardaí. He's been detained at a South Dublin Garda station, but he has previously been before the courts on various charges, including robbery, burglary and possession of an imitation firearm.
I've a feeling, Paul, that at this stage an awful lot of people will have seen that video. Is it still online?
It is. TikTok say it has been removed from TikTok, but it's still widely available on other online platforms, including X and Facebook. Now, we've submitted 5 questions to TikTok and Facebook and sent Facebook a link to show that the video is still on their site. We're asking how long was the video of the man making threats against Gardaí and politicians online? When was it taken down? Why was it not taken down immediately? Is the company cooperating with the Garda investigation? Do these companies accept their content moderation and security procedures have been extremely weak, or appear to have been extremely weak in this case? But this case also highlights the wider issue of criminals and criminal gangs using social media platforms for organised crime activity. I mean, we know that many criminal gangs post videos taunting and threatening rival gangs and individuals, particularly with the ongoing feud in Blanchardstown and Finglas. We've seen a lot of those videos of people carrying and shooting guns, of driving scramblers. Scramblers are used to deal drugs, cars, some of them stolen at high speed. In some cases, there are videos online of people being attacked and in some cases tortured, and threats been made and warnings been sent out. And earlier this year, one criminal gang put out a request on social media for information or instructions on how to use an AR-15 assault rifle. They had one of these weapons, but they couldn't use it.
Paul, thank you very much for that. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds there. The HSE is to carry out a review of the deaths of babies in hospital between 2021 and 2023. The campaign group Safer Births Ireland had been seeking a wider public inquiry. In recent years, there have been several controversies about the deaths of babies in hospital. Dr. Cliona Murphy is the clinical director of the National Women's and Children's Health Programme with the HSE. So I asked her why they decided to conduct this inquiry now.
So I wouldn't call it an inquiry for starters. So the reason this this review is occurring, and it will be an ongoing review, is the NPEC reports do an audit of perinatal deaths, and one of the recommendations was to look in more depth at these perinatal deaths. You know, so looking at the maternal deaths as a confidential inquiry in maternal deaths that Ireland and the UK have been part of for many years, and the learnings that come out of that are very rich and very applicable to the systems, and we learn a lot from that. So we've been talking about this actually since last year about moving forward with a similar process for perinatal for baby deaths.
So can you explain then for us what's going to happen? How will this work?
So this is a confidential system that would be systematic, multidisciplinary. So it involves obstetricians, it involves anaesthetists, pathologists, all relevant personnel. The reason it's called confidential is it's anonymized. So that removes bias from those assessors, that they are not looking at cases they're already aware of. And then looking at a, you know, defined time, defined sample, the babies we're very interested in are obviously those who've got to maybe 37 weeks and up to a week after birth. So those babies that really, you know, have reached a certain gestation that you would expect maybe they should have survived, and what were the reasons that they didn't.
Will the families, will they be fully informed about this process?
So we're scoping out what this process looks like, but just to, I suppose if I can refer back to how it works for maternal deaths. So maternal deaths in Ireland all have an external review at the national level. But the kind of confidential inquiry piece, all of those notes are anonymised. There's separate assessors, and there are patient advocate lay input to the whole process. So it is very rigorous and very robust. So it's very similar methodology will be invoked in that. So and it is not the HSE that does this. It's NPEC, National Perinatal Epidemiology.